Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
He smells like he's going to be a great one, and I'm not talking about his perfume.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 with manager Pat Murphy, who's on the line from us from Denver this morning. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Boy, I sure feel a lot better, I know you do, than we did about a week ago at this time.
Well, I'm not sure that things have changed that much, but the guys have bared down and got us some victories as we limp along. We got more pitchers out this week, and it's been difficult, almost unbelievable. We have one true starter available, and the rest are guys that were planning on being in AAA, and we're proud of our guys hanging in there.
Is that what led to the trade? We heard a couple of trades yesterday, including one for a pitcher.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Matt Arnold and his crew have been great putting together, but nobody could plan on this many injuries. I mean, this is 10 pitching injuries to significant guys, and you just can't plan for that. And some of them are coming back. That'll be helpful, but we got to hang on tight until that happens.
Murph, you got to have name tags in the clubhouse, I imagine. Guys coming up, guys going back down, new guys traded for. This latest, this pitcher, Quinn Priester, getting him from the Red Sox, was a former number one draft pick. So obviously, there's room for him to grow. I know his ERA isn't what we'd love for it to be, but get him in with your staff. Is that the plan, and help him get to his peak performance level?
Yeah, that's how things happen. You know, guys that in different environments, different settings, different times in their career act differently. So hopefully you're getting guys at the right time, and hopefully you're getting guys when they're ready to make a jump or ready to say, look, I got to change something. So that's how we have to shop. And that's been fine for us, and it's worked. And yeah, we're happy to have this kid around. We've known him. He pitched for the Pirates against us a couple times, so we've known him a little bit. We think he's got big upside. So yeah, it's kind of a crazy time right now.
You guys also traded for Daz Cameron, who's the son of former outfielder Mike Cameron. How often does that happen where these kids come through and you're like, wait, who's your father? Wait, who's your grandfather? I played with that guy.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Dax is a great talent, and he's been in the big leagues and he's done some good things. So we're trying to use him a little bit as depth right now and unleash some of that potential.
You know, Merv, I thought it was interesting. You had a really successful homestand, but yet you told us again this morning, heard you in postgame a number of comments saying, you know, we're still not playing well. What is it that you want to see from, is it offensively? I mean, you had a couple of really nice pitching performances in there.
We did. I mean, you think of the job that Alexander did filling in as a reliever, as a starter. He throws a no-hitter for against a team that's a potential playoff team. And you look at, you know, the way we're playing, and you got four or five guys just not swinging the bat the way they want to, and they're significant players for us. And then you've got pitchers that just haven't found their rhythm yet. So when all that happens, we'll be a much better team. You're never going to have the perfect scenario all the time, but when your big guns are not getting the results yet, there's room for improvement.
Hey, Murph, are your kiddos asking to go see the Minecraft movie?
I think so, yeah.
Eric and I, so ours are a little bit older than your boys, Murph, but both of our, Eric's got two teenage boys, I got a teenage son, and my son was initially thinking that it was going to be a terrible movie and he wasn't going to go, but now he's excited to go. I guess they bought out a whole row at the theater today, so I would expect that request coming your way.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's okay. You know, we think back to all the things that now we look back and we go, hey, wow, that was crazy, or that was worthless. And then you realize these kids today, they have so many more opportunities, so many more things to learn from. And none of it's crazy like some of the stuff when we were young, at least when I was young. You guys were probably not even around when I was young.
You know what I never did when I was young? I never fell asleep in a movie theater. Now, whenever I go with my kids to see a movie, I'm out.
Yeah, me too. And you know what? I tell the people at the theater, hey, provide a little better bedding for us at the theater, because you know we're only here to sleep.
Right. Help out a little bit. All right, Murph. Well, we got the Rockies tonight. What do you know about the Rockies this season?
We've always struggled out here recently. It's been a tough nut for us out here. The ball plays a little different. The game's played a little differently. And, you know, they've had the same group, and they play in an incredibly tough division. If you look at the Dodgers, Padres, Giants, D-backs, they have to play those teams most of the time. So they don't get enough credit for how good they can be. So they're very, 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 very capable, like any other major league team.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360 this morning. All right, best of luck out west, Murph. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
Brewers and Rockies first pitch at 7:40 our time from Colorado.